Teva, the days before the Chag of Pesach, of Sholem Vidosh Mechaz HaChag, Shoshim Yom Kodem HaChag, is not just to understand and to know and to learn about the various halachas of the Choshim Mishpat, the Yerachayim, and the Yerodeya halachas that are found in Hiras Pesach, but also a person should be Mesoisik and in his boning, the whole Tachlis and the Tafkid of Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says in Brachas, Eze ben Olam Habo, the Soma Gula shall Arvis, the Tfilah shall Arvis. Lav Dafka Arvis, even Shachris, even Arvis. A person is Soma Gula, the Tfilah, Gaw Yisrael, Hashem Sfosai Tiftach, Fiyagi Tilo Secho, this is a Ben Olam Habo. And the Talmid Rabbi Yoma asked the obvious question. You say, God, you saw Hashem, so it's like tip-top, without a hefsik, immediately. To understand the answer of the Rabbi Yoma, the two answers given, firstly, we have to understand what does it mean, a Ben Olam Habo. Some gula tefillah is a ben olam habo. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, "Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek li olam habo." Not bo olam habo, but lo olam habo, with a lamed, meaning as follows: if the mission would have said "Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek bo olam habo," that means we're here and olam habo is there. If you're a good boy, you follow the mitzvah Hashem, you will get a schar eventually. But also, in the future, you'll have an olam habo, but not here. Here's a gehenim. Here's a surim. This is this world. And that world, only in that world is an olam habo, which requires a lot of bitach and emuna to believe in the unknown, totally unknown is olam habo. We have no idea what it's all about. That's if it says be olam habo. But if it says lo olam habo with a lamed, that means it's now existing. You're zeicha right now. Eizu kol yisrael yesham chelik lo olam habo to an olam habo right now. A main olam habo, and there's various mitzvahs that we have this concept of main olam habo. That means that just like in olam hazeh, the guf, the tithes, a mishabed, makes it very difficult for the ruchnius to really be, to flourish. But no olam habo, it's kula ruchni. So it's possible in this world, no olam hazeh, one can also taste and have a mashu of kula ruchnius. A ruchnius in no olam hazeh. And this is exactly what Rabbi Yonah asked, the Talmidim asked, how is that possible? Perhaps it's possible from a Shabbos, from a Yontif, from Limudat Torah, but Smichas Gula Tzvila, if a person is Simon Gula Tzvila Gar Yisrael Hashem Sfosai Tiftach, this is an Olam Habo in this world. He'll have Olam Habo in this world. How is that possible? So he gives two answers. Firstly, he says that this possibility of smichus gula tefila, meaning as follows: when a person speaks about the gula yitzias mitzrayim, the yoslan avonim, we were avonim to paro, kavoda ahim asher hotzesi yosam mi'eretz mitzrayim, and then he says gula yisrael. He's maskir the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. And right away, he shows this chesed. His next reaction is, if you feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were avodim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed is Mitzrayim, immediately we say, Hashem Sfosai Tiftach V'Yagid Tilo Secho, which is the matir or chelik, when the Rav learned, it's a matir for tefillah, a chelik for tefillah. It's a chelik of tefillah, v'avartim es shem melkechem, this avartim is ruach vodesh shibolev. We showed that we are avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and right away we respond. That means that we come to our Korah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us chesed, and immediately we indicate this HaKorah, not with just a thank you, but becoming an Eved. We're mechayev ourselves. Vavatim es shishim lekechem to mispal. That means to say that through our tefillah, Mare, she'eved, she'koine, oso rabo, chayev lasas mitzvahs rabo, just like an Eved, his rabo purchases an Eved, he has to do the commandments of his Adam. Kachu makir atoiva gulo, she'golo oso aboi, wa'avdo vi'oved oso, and he's an Eved, and he shows us by being an Eved, how do you become an Eved? Mispalo, tefillah. Because when you're mispalo, you mevatel yourself. Tefillah means mevatel asasim. I can't do anything. I can't do anything. But I can go ahead and say that I studied all day and all night, and I know the material cold. He knows it cold. And yet he doesn't take that bechina till he davens. Das. Let's not fool ourselves. Without you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't do anything. I can't do anything. Yes, I listened to the doctor, I took the medicine, and I listened to everything you said. But Rufoina Shemine Rafi, I can't do a thing. All the medicine, and all the doctors, and all the operations, Rufoina Shemine Rafi, he's been vatal himself completely. When a person comes to this HaKor, and this is when a core person has makir, the Bnei Shalom did him chesed, and he's mevatel himself, he's mispalo. This is a Ben Olam Haba. This is a Ben Olam Haba. And this is perhaps what the Ibn Ezra says, and Anochi Hashem Lekech Asher Sasecha Meretz Yisrael. The Ibn Ezra asks the question, and he asks, why is it? Anochi Hashem Lekech. I am your God, personal. We, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is our Ribbono Shel. So the question is, why us? Why not the Yisrael? Why us? Why do we have this special relationship? Alakecha? So he mentions as follows. Ki ata chaye b'avur she'sesichem m'beis avodim v'yosli u'le'eved she'tabdeini. That he live on. Number one, because you, I took you out of Mitzrayim, and you're Meshubit to me. And your son will ask, Lama onu chayavim lasas mitzvahs Hashem? Yosef Mekolodim, why do we have to do mitzvahs Hashem? Why do we have to do mitzvahs? Why do we have to do mitzvahs? Why'd you pick on me? And the answer is, number one, Kitama Shiro, why are we Mukhayev? There's three answers. Avodim Oyinu Faro. We were Avodim, who are still one who's Zos Hatova Adola, our Koch Anu Chayavim Lishmor Koma Shitsavinu, Afilu Lo Oyinu Yodim Tam Ben Misros. We are Meshuvit. Once an Inin of Akoras Hatov, a Chesed is a Chiv Akoras Hatov. There's a tchiv to do mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, he did a chesed, that we are obligated, it's mechayev us, to do mitzvahs Hashem. That's number one. And why do we have to do mitzvahs? Number two, ki eila mitzvahs enim l'sarko, ki im l'tov lon. It's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not his, he needs our tefillin, our tzitzis. It's we need it. It's the Tovah Senu. That's number two. And number three, Uzdaka Tiyama. Number three will be Uzdaka. If we do mitzvahs, it'll be good for us. So one could ask, there's a steer between the first and the third answer. question is, why did the son ask, why do we have to do so many mitzvahs? Why do we have to do so many mitzvahs? So you say, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and we're Meshubah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to give mitzvahs. Now you tell him, and it's good for you. It's good for you, but you said we have to do it because we have to. When we shub it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh HaTov, and now you tell me it's good for us. And the answer is, it's not austere. Exactly. Because it's good for you, and it's good for you, and it's good for you, is exactly what you should do. The mitzvahs, it's more about HaKadosh HaTov. It's HaKadosh HaTov. I'm doing mitzvahs, why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did chesed for me. And what are the mitzvahs? The mitzvahs are chesed again. The mitzvahs are tov. You have to do more mitzvahs. You have to do more mitzvahs and more mitzvahs and more mitzvahs. Because the mitzvah itself is a chesed. The mitzvah itself is a chesed. It's a darker one. The mitzvah itself is a chesed. It's a chesed. But the Rebbe says, they'll punish the Talmidim. They'll punish him. They'll give more shiurim, more learning. That's a punishment. This is a chesed. This is a chesed. So this is what Rabbi Yonah mentions, that Ezer ben Oyvam Habor, Summer Gula Tzvila. The Summer Gula Tzvila means that Koras HaTov, is Maki Tov, is Maki the Rebbeinu Shalom, is Maki the Rebbeinu Shalom, then automatically, if he's Maki the Rebbeinu Shalom, then he has to do something. You have to mispal. You have to mevato yourself, mevato, everything what I am. Everything, all my gvaltika chachma, my bikis, my yedias, atachonali yiram das. Without that, I can't do anything. I cannot do that. The greater the person, the greater the person, it's a greater tamachnias asmo, atachonali yiram das. So this is the first thing that Rabbeinu Yonah says. Then Rabbeinu Yonah says, secondly, this halach that we say, the Ezer ben Olam Haba, Smichas Gulas Tfilo. So he says, V'od, the Meshe Maske Gulas Mitzrayim, who Mismal Miad, who Mare Shibotea Bashem Betfilo. He mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, and right away he's Mismal Miad. It's like, the food is delicious. My wife, well, I go to someone's house, delicious. You want another piece? No, thank you. I had enough. You get, but it's good. I had enough. It's good. You know, yeah, I thank you, but I can't. Don't give too much. I love the shiur. I love learning. Time's up. Let's leave. I love learning. I love it. But that's it. I can't do sulo. There's a gemul. But once a person feels that body, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Varaya and Boteach, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did before, did to me in the past, and he sees some shrine, and any time I have a problem, I go back to you. I go back to you again and again and again and again. Not only, I don't want to bother you anymore. I don't want to bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was too good. After all, I'll be using up all my privileges. That's the only source. That's the only mocker. That was the mocker in the past. That's the mocker in the present. And that's the mocker in the future. So this is what he says. HaBoteh B'Hashem B'Tzvilo Ki Mishim Vakish M'Menu Srochav Shemishin Boteh Bo Lo Yivakish M'Menu Klum. Thank you very much, but it won't come to you again. I had enough. V'chein Nero, v'lishmos rabo, v'parash is bo. It says over there, shom l'shom, k'shiro yiso, hanisim ha'niflos, sho yoisim mohem ha'boi, sho ketevu sholoilom, that all the nisim was sho kedech ha'teva, v'yar yiso zeo nadol, sho asa Hashem Mitzrayim, v'yom es Hashem, v'yaminu ba Hashem Moshe. And there was talking about Hashem, Wasil Mispal Miad, Nimsi Shigan Hu Boteh Bo, Shiane Oso, Kamo Shianel Yiso. And right away after that, we say this, Yaminu Bashem Moshe Avdo, Yaminu Bashem Moshe Avdo, and we are, I have the same Bitochen, and we have the same Bitochen when Mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do the same thing that our others did. This is Ben Olam Haba. This is a Ben Olam Haba. This is a Ben Olam. What does it mean, a Ben Olam Haba? Not something in the future. You'll get Olam Haba. You'll get Olam Haba. Now he's in Olam Haba. Now he's in Olam Haba. After 70 years, 80 years, 120 years, now he's going to Olam Haba. And now he didn't. Until then, he hasn't been Olam Haba. He's Ben Olam Haba means now. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says now he's in Olam HaBa. The mitzvahs are now, now. In the Beis HaMedrash, a sugi, a black gemara. Now Olam HaBa, not in the future. Now, a vad in the future. Even business world. You don't invest as a dividend? No dividends? You got stocks and stocks and stocks. And only when you die, you get your money. Only give over to you. No dividends at all? No dividends? How can such an investor, such a business cup you got? No dividends at all? A little bashu, something? Some interest on my money. Something I should get now. So Olam HaBa is not something way out there. But it's shaychus right now, to me right now. So this is the inyan of inyan from betochen. The person not only should have a chorus a tofta for shalom because of the chesed, that's the first pshat in Rabbi Yom, but the second thing is betochen b'ashem. He has an inyan of betochen, and so much so that halacha is, the moral says, the person is usur to do malacha kodesh yispalo. That's difficult. If I know in the morning, I get up early in the morning because I have a test, I have an exam, and I put in a couple hours before Hashem Sosai Tiftoch V'yagi Tilosecha. I've been talking about Hashem. You want to do well in the exam? Daven. You want to be Maslech in this world? Daven. But how am I supposed to be doing well in the exam? If I just sit and daven all day and I don't study, obviously it won't help. But you should realize that the Iker is the Tefillah. Avada the Shabbos. Avada we have to make a Parnasa. Avada. But the Iker B'tochen is Hashem Sfasai Tiftach of Fiyagi Tilosech. And this is what Rabbi Yonah is telling us, this Pshat, that he needs a B'tochen B'Hashem. A B'tochen and also a Koras HaTov. And this is what a person should feel, hopefully, in the Yimei HaChag, in the Achronos Yimei HaChag, and the Chag. And this could come, if you feel this during the Chag, through the Pesach Seder, we mentioned so many times, the Pesach Seder, we sit with all the Pshetlach, and Darshan, so many for Rishonim and Pshatim, and we lose the whole Iker of Avodim Hayin Lefarb Mitzrayim. That's like, just say those words, just say the word. Never mind the Pshetlach. You want the Pshetlach? After the Chagadya, then you start with Pshetlach. Then you go through the Amkis, Ashapat Fashenu, until you fall asleep. But just to say the words, Dayenu, Elohot Yom Mitzrayim Dayenu. If he gave us a Shabbos Dayenu, the Shabbos alone, Dayenu, without Pshetlach. Did you hear what you said? Someone told me, one of the biggest Sadiqim of our door in America, the Square Rebbe, his Seder is with Bechias and cries, and you think it's a Tishim. Hours and hours, he goes through the Gorda, that's all, no Pshetlach. Just reads the words. It affects the heart, emotions. And when it comes to Hallel, and it comes to Nishmas, that's not a time to sleep. How can you sleep then? Impossible. How can you sleep? It's too exciting, but I'm tired. Sure you're tired, but you can't sleep at that moment. Can a chassan sleep? The day of the chasana, the night of the chasana, even though the night before you only had a couple hours of sleep, it's too exciting, it's impossible. The night of Pesach, the night of Emunah, the talking of a chorus atone, how can you sleep? I can't sleep now, no matter how tired I am. And this is the Zman. If this Zman, we use this Zman properly, not only to learn the Hilchos HaChag, but Hilchos B'Tochen and Hilchos Emunah, we go through the Seder properly, and therefore, mechazik in every single day of Goal Yisrael, Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch, Ufiyagi Tilosecho, our mechazik and our betochen and munah b'Kodesh Baruch Hu, this will bring us closer to Olam HaBa in Olam HaZeh.